Where the Wild Things Are Underpaid. That sign was held up by workers on strike at the publishing house HarperCollins in New York. The strike began 1 week ago. More than 200 unionized workers are striking. They're calling for more diversity and better pay in an industry notorious for paying poorly. For the record, in the last quarter, HarperCollins made just under $500 million. That is an 11% decline from the year prior. To talk about the strike, let's bring in Stephanie Gurdon, associate editor at HarperCollins and a steward for the HarperCollins union. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
I understand your union wants HarperCollins to raise minimum salaries from $45,000 to $50,000. Help us get a picture of the money reality of living in New York for that amount of money.
I mean, I'm 32 and have a roommate, so if that gives a little bit of perspective.
Okay.
But I know that the average rent in Manhattan this year was around like $4,000 a month. Mm. And that 45K salary is pre-tax. So like, I know that a lot of people in my position are making ultimately like $15 an hour after taxes.
Yeah.
For a job that's very specialized.
Sure, sure. What is the state of talks now? HarperCollins sent us a statement that said the company has agreed to a number of proposals the union wants, but is disappointed an agreement hasn't been reached and management will continue to negotiate in good faith. Where are the two sides apart now?
Really, the sticking point right now is economics. We have been negotiating for almost a year now. The company hasn't changed their economic proposals since April, and they would only represent a 0.01% increase to payroll, about $14,000 to a payroll of $14 million, which overall would just about only raise the salaries of some of the people who are making 45K right now to like 46.5, which is
okay.
Just not a meaningful increase, and the company could do better.
For now, is the company continuing to operate despite the strike? I understand it sent a memo to workers saying it was making plans to continue operations despite the strike.
Yeah, we're not sure what those plans were. Ultimately, the folks who are out here on the picket line are the ones who send the books to the printers, were the ones who design the covers for the books, were the ones who edit the books. So it's questionable. I don't know. We're not sure how they're planning to keep going without us.
Revenues are clearly going down. Profits are way down. We may be going into a recession. From management's perspective, why would it yield now?
I mean, I think that there's a lot of hocus pocus going around with these numbers. Like, profits are down from last year, but we had two record-setting years over the last 2 years because of pandemic book buying. And
mm-hmm.
If you compare the numbers to pre-pandemic numbers, we're actually still up from 2019. So I think there's like a little bit of obfuscating going on in terms of whether the company actually has money. I think they're using a bad first quarter of the fiscal year to justify saying that they don't have the money. But we see like every week we see them sign off on huge advances for new authors, watch our CEO go to his second or third house. Like, there's money in the banana stand, as they say. They just don't want to give it to us.
Yeah, I guess I'm asking Stephanie, what leverage does the union have here?
Well, I mean, at this point, if we don't come back soon, the company's going to start missing printer dates. Printers are very backed up right now. It's part of the supply chain issues that have been happening for over a year. And if we don't come back soon, the books are not going to go to the printers. They're going to miss those dates. They're going to miss on sale dates. And the company is going to lose a lot of money. Like, the person who organizes the Black Friday Amazon sales is on the picket line with us.
I want to ask you about the publishing business. It's known for underpaying workers. HarperCollins is the only big publishing house that is unionized. Is there something about the culture of the industry? Is it that management knows that it can find book lovers who will work for them for little money?
It's exactly that. I know when I got my job at Harper, they offered me $33.5 to start, and I was so terrified that if I negotiated that I wouldn't that they would just move on to the next person in line. There's very much a culture of, like, there are 500 people who want this job if you don't want it. Or, like, if you're going to make waves. And kind of realizing that it's okay to push back against that has been a lot of how we've built the union that we have to the power that it has.
That is Stephanie Gurdon, an associate editor at HarperCollins and a steward for the HarperCollins Union. Stephanie, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.